Alice has got the bedlam thing pretty well sewn up, is that right?
I'd say yes. Yeah, I surrounded myself, I immersed myself even in madness for you yesterday, and you give me how many seconds to reveal all
this is another
bedlam?
8 minutes of the show, what do you say about bedlam?
Well, as we discovered yesterday, it was founded by the Sheriff of London, Simon Fitzmaurice.
We should still have a sheriff,
1247. And he set up the Bethlehem Royal Hospital, which later was corrupted to be known as Bedlam. What I want to do is to tell you that in Germany at that time, the treatment of people who were considered to be insane was even worse. Just as a little aside, some towns turned their mental cases over to sailors or hired a ship to carry them all away.
What do you mean turned them over to sailors? I think I'm with that one. Sleeps in.
Later, when Bedlam began to be infamous, perhaps I should say, rather than famous, what they did was they took people in, agreed to look after them, keep them as an inmate for a year, and then they had to turn them loose again. And what happened was that these became known as Tomo Bedlams. These people would go around begging, but most of the time, ordinary people would put on the garb and pretend to be Tomo Bedlams, going around harassing poor old farmers' wives. So I have this for you. Oh, 30 years have I twice 20 been engaged, and a 40 thrice 15 been caged.
I've lost this
already. Oh, the lordly loss of Bedlam with stubble soft dainty, brace bracelet strong and whip sting dong, and wholesome hunger plenty. Yet do I sing any food, any feeding, drink or clothing, come dame or maid, be not afraid, poor Tom will injure nothing. This is what they used to call
it. Oh, they locked him up. What's all that about?
That was the song they used to sing when they went begging.
Did they? Oh, I see, yes.
It worked.
I'd have thought standing there going, would have done just as well. But otherwise, if you must get into it. They did used to charge people tuppence, didn't they, to go and see it?
That was in the 17th and 18th century. See? It was a penny, actually, when it first started. And did very nicely, thank you very much.
Of course, that's why they raised it to tuppence immediately. Yeah, the Alton Towers made flesh.
Exactly.
Just what a day out. Kids, we got a special surprise. Where are we going? We're going to New Eurobedlam. Yes, Eurobedlam, just outside of Paris, is one of the finest lunatic asylums in the world. It's Eurobedlam. All the great loonies you'll love to see. The mad person pretending to be knitting. The swearer. The person who thinks he's king. They're all there for the kids at Eurobedlam. What do you say?
I was going to say that in the early part of the 18th century, they were able to collect £400 a year. That just shows you that 96,000 spectators went to the lunatic show.
Them turnstiles must be going around like propeller blades. Well, of course, you know, I mean, yes, it's very easy to make light of the past mores, but who was more degraded there, the looker or the looked? The looked, I think, yes.